Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market, according to the SPY futures, is going to get off to a modest gain at the start of trade today. The futures are telling us we'll kick off with an improvement of around 0.2%. Slightly counterintuitive when you consider the weaker trend that was dominating Northern Hemisphere markets at the weekend, particularly the US side of things. So US markets ended around their lowest ebb of the session and indeed of the week. So an unflattering outcome on that front. But when you consider that there'd been a lot of anticipation ahead of the November employment report and that the figures eventually came out well short of expectations, the November jobs growth saw 210,000 jobs added to the US economy compared to expectations of 550,000. So very much short of what the market was looking for. And I suppose when you consider that the skills shortages that have been such a feature of the employment market over the course of recent history, that was certainly borne out in those numbers. But in any case, there was a balancing item in the form of the Institute of Supply Management and their reading on activity in the US services sector. This was quite strong, actually, and it was, in fact, much better than expectation in terms of the overall reading and the pace of growth in the US services sector now expanding at the quickest clip since the late 90s, 1997 to be precise. And when you look at the underlying measures of activity in the services sector, business activity, new orders, jobs growth, they all accelerated at decent margins. So particularly that jobs element of it, that's perhaps an interesting idea when you consider what we saw with the non-farm payrolls figures. So that was able to smooth over some of the concerns and perhaps dissuaded sellers from really getting involved in a more aggressive level on Friday. But nonetheless, there is a very important relationship at the moment that seems to be unreconciled, and that is the performance of interest rate markets. So you saw a very strong rally in the 10-year Treasury note, for example. It was down by around 9 basis points, finishing at around 1.35%. The significant point there being that now you've got rates at their lowest levels since September. And under the circumstances, to see the bond market rallying and for the stock side of things to be unperturbed by that, that is something that bears a little more watching over the course of the next couple of days. So another important outcome at the weekend that probably didn't get as much news was the fact that you had some important spending bills passed in Congress. That means that a government shutdown over the course of Christmas is to be avoided. So that's probably one element that is worth celebrating under the circumstances. You could well do without all that sort of stuff going on at the same time when investors are grappling with all the other issues to contend with. But this week brings with it quite an important week of news flow. We've got inflation figures out of China and the United States. We've got interest rate decisions from Canada and the RBA. And then on top of that, you've got factory orders as well to deal with in Germany. So there's plenty of things that the markets will be looking at quite closely over the course of coming days. It's just a question of whether after four consecutive weeks of declines, the Australian market can show some resilience and manage to get into positive territory. There was a bit of a flattening out in terms of the performance of banks last week, having been punished by sellers over the course of the last several weeks. So that's probably something that you'd look at quite carefully over the course of the next couple of days in terms of the overall health of our market. The Aussie dollar under pressure, it's trading around 70 US cents.